We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting on Daf Yud Amud Beis, the bottom line. Lema B'chas Nevela Tanoi. We learned that there's a din that the Nizik has to take care of the Nevela, which means that the Mazik is only Mashlim, only completes the payment. If the behemoth was worth $1,000 and the Nevela is worth $100, you only have to pay $900. And not only that, if the Nevela goes down after the Hezek, that's the Nizik's problem. The Mazik still has to pay only $900. So maybe it's a machlokes tanoim. We're talking about the brayso. So this pasuk we mentioned before, it's a pasuk by Hashem Esachar. It says, "Um tarayif yitarif, yivyeu aid." If the behemoth became a treifish, bring an aid. Hatreif alo yishalom. So what's pshat in this pasuk? So the pasuk in the pasuk is like this, like the Tanakama. Yavi aidim shenitifah ba'ayin esapata. He asked Hashem Esachar to bring aidim. It's not enough just a shua. It's just saying a shua that was killed by inus. He has to bring aidim that was killed by inus, and then he's parted to pay for the animal. Abishalom, no. Taichin the pasuk like this. Yavi aduda lebezdin. You should bring the nevela to bezdin, and the rest you pay. That's what it would sound like. Now, first of all, how does aduda mean a nevela? So Rashi says, it's a lashon in the pasuk in Birchas Yaakov and Parshat Vayechi. It says, abayka yechal ad. So you see, Ad is Taich or Shalol, a Nevela. Tais has two of the Pshatim. He has one Girsa Arura, which is Lashon of Loi, like Baroi Bloi Bracha. It says, Pirish, look at Tais, it says, Yavi Arura Rebezdin, means a die without a Bracha, that's what's this Nevela. Samagir is Adura, which is which becomes the word Achis Mahena Loi Nadara, also means like getting killed. But Rashi's Girsa is Aduda, which is Lashon Ad. Either way, it means bring the nevela. And Rashi explains over here in the longer Rashi that my love hakum if the myself chas nevela nizik hava myself the mazik hava, which means like this. That's pasha that you could pay with the nevela because that's yoshel rabbis to subim. Like we said before, you're allowed to give even brands. You're allowed to pay with the nevela. So what's the point of the pasha telling us yovi aduda lebezdin? It must be that he's telling us that it's a din on the nizik. The Nizik is responsible for anything that goes down. So you bring the Adud to the Bezdin, and I pay the rest. That's what they'll be telling us. So he holds Pachas Tevel the Nizik. And the Tanakama does not hold that. He holds Pachas Tevel the Mazik, because Tanakama is the Vendrasha. That's what would have said. The Machloikas is Pachas Tevela. So Lame it's Tanoim, Pachas Tanoim. Huh? Right. But the Tanakama didn't make this Drasha. Yahweh Adud to the Bezdin. So he has no Makar for that. And Avishal has the Makafa, Yahweh Adud Lebezdin, so we're saying, what's the Machlaikis? The Machlaikis is that the Tanakh Kambo didn't want to learn like Avishal because he held no, it's Pachas Tevel Demazik. That's the Pshat. It's holding him possible for Avishal. If you have a Shal, you have a Taich, it's a case where you're Chayiv. If it was Nitzvah, but Pshia, where you have to pay, so what do? You bring the Aduda to Bezdin and you pay the rest, Al Adomim, that was worth Pshas Misa. No, Lav Dafka, we'll see that in a second, but Lav Dafka, that's not what the point of the Machlekes right now is. He holds that the point is, Yavi Adud Lebezdin, and I pay the rest. Are you going to ask me, maybe it's Pachas Tevel Demazik, it just says Yavi Adud Lebezdin. Zok Rashi, you can't just be telling us that you bring the Adud Lebezdin and you pay the rest. Because then I know I could do. I'm always allowed to pay with the Nevela. It must be telling us something more. It must be telling us that I shot up the Nevela, I evaluate the Nevela, how much it's worth Bashas, the treifa, and then I pay the rest, even though it went down, that goes lenizik. That's the Gemara thinks right now, that's Pshat Namashon. That's the Gemara law, it's not the Machlekes. The Kuli Alma, the Nizik. Everyone agrees that the Nizik takes the hit. So what's the Machlekes over here? What's Abishal be Mechadish? Yavi Adudu Lebezdin. Which means, Taka, here Abishal is saying, he's more machmir. The mazik has to bring the nevela to Bezdin. He has to pay for the towing to take it out of the bar, or take it, or by a case of a treifa, he has to take it from the place to bring it to the nizik. He has to take it from his place, bring it to nizik. He has to take care of tarech nevela. That's Avishal holds. And the Tanakam holds, no, it's all on nizik. Vatanya, we have a brisa who has a different drasha, but we see it's the idea that there's a shayla about who has a tarech. Vatanya to the brisa. Achei maimrim. Menayim shal habar lahalois. Menayim shal bal habar lahalois shor mabayroi. How do you know that the bal habar, which is the mazik, is responsible to take the shor out of the bar? Tam lema kesef yashav bal vahameis. He has to give the kesef back to the bal vahameis. That's how you read the pasuk, teaching us that the mace has to also be brought out of the bar, and that's the job of the mazik. So you see this idea that the mazik is responsible. The midrash, you see the mazik is responsible. What's the chiddush of what? Pchas Tavela has nothing to do with the Torah. Torah means who has to pay for the towing. Pchas Tavela means who is the shoshes who belongs to. Huh? Of course you give the carcass. Pchas Tavela is a chiddush. Who, when it goes down in value, who's that to? The nizik and the mazik. Everyone owes the nizik. Everyone owes the nizik takes the loss. And here the machlokes says, who has to take it out of the boat? Who's paid for towing? Abba Shaul is the mazik has to pay for towing. The guy was mazik. And the Tanakam was the nizik has to pay for towing. But either way, the nizik takes the loss if it goes down. And that's a big, very big chiddush. And that's learned out of other psukkim. But here, the machlokes over here is who pays for the tarach nevela. What's the case that's negeya the shav tarach nevela? If it's worth in the bar a zuz, va'aguda, but once taken out, shavi arba, it's worth four. What's the chiddush that there it's pasha the mazik want to take it out himself? Because when you do the valuation, you say when the payment died, look, the nevela is worth one zuz. Right now, where it is, so you have to pay you know, 99. Let's say it's worth 100 altogether. You have to pay 99, but if you take it out, you only pay 96. So of course, the mazik will be worth for the mazik to have a tirch to take it out. So what's the chiddush? That's a tirch to mazik. He'll want to do it because if not, he'll have to pay 99. The beer shavuz yuzav agud the nami shavuz yuzav. It's worth one just in the bar, and it's worth one just out of the bar. How can it be such a thing that in the bar it's worth the same value as out of the bar? You know, the price of the novella should take into account the pulling it out. Where's it? No. In. The Amri Inchi, Kshura B'masa B'zuza, if a beam in town is a zuz, Kshura B'zuza. Still, even out of town, the same beam is a zuz. And don't say that you take into account, you're schlepping it into town, that's never taken, a lot of times not taken into account, it's very possible that something has an intrinsic value and it's still worth that zuz, whatever it is. So therefore, the chiddush is even so, the mazik has to take it out of the bar, he has to pay to take it out of the bar and give it to the nizik. Amash mu, ain shomin loy leganiv v'loy legazlin ela lenezikin. Shmuel says, according to Rav and Rashi's pshat, that the halach is that when it comes to a ganav and a gazlin, if you damage, if the thing that you stole got damaged, you can't just give back the broken pieces and then be mashlim the rest. You have to give a brand new thing. You stole a lawnmower and on the way you broke it. You can't just give back the broken lawnmower and pay the rest. You have to give him a brand new lawnmower. That's the halach. Bye-bye, ganav and a gazlin. The whole din of shom is only about a zikin, el and a zikin. Now, what's the taka the reason? It says, Yoshev, l'rav eshav kesev kesev. So why by the ganev, can you say, here's the lawnmower, that's worth, you know, it's usually worth $400, but now it's worth broken, worth $100. I'm paying you $300. Here, I'm paying you $100 worth of zubin. What's the problem? So Taisa speaks out, Dir Maschei in Shaman, in the fourth line in, v'afigav the kaimel on Yoshev, l'rav eshav kesev, kekesev, v'afilu zubin, ganev v'gaz and shani. Young guys are different. Shem dechsev asher gozal ke'ein shegozal. You have to pay v'heishiv as a gzeila asher gozal ke'ein shegozal. It has to be exactly what you stole. That's a loch. It has to be what you stole, and that's the chiddush. Hilchasar la'achzah gzeila oydemav loy subim. It has to be exactly what you stole, and that mashain came by nizik, and it's different. You're just being mashed to what you damaged. Like Tosis later on says, I'm a time in the ganav gazlan konu miyad kishetziv. You coin it when you took it out. Mishas Bailam. So you owe that thing. Have a mazik l'nischai v'elek k'maisha hizik. You only chai what you mazik, and therefore it makes sense to say you just complete the payment. So Shmuel says, "Ein shomim lo leganav lo legazlin, el nezikin." Vani yomer af l'shoyel. Shoyel has the same halacha. Va'av moedli and Rav is moedah. Now, what does it mean? Shoyel same halacha. Same halacha is what? More as asked the shaila. But look at Rashi, el nezikin. Rashi says, "Shomim chesiv ameisi eloy." Chay Rashi a little shver because. It's more than that. Rashi says Elam Nazikin because Yoshev L'Rabbi is a fellow Subin. Because that's really the Vart over here. That Shmuel is saying is you can't pay broken pieces. So the Pnei Shur already deals with this Rashi and others deal with the Shver Rashi. But upon either way, Shmuel is saying is the way we're learning is that you cannot pay broken pieces, but by Nazikin you could. And then it says also L'Shoyel V'Abba Maidli. Huh?
What's wrong with Rashi?
Because why is Nazikin different than Ganav Gazlan? What's the difference? We said Ganav Gazlan you can't pay Shvarim. Why not? I Yosef Rabbi is full of Subin. So he said, because it's Kein Shigazal. Now, why Nezikin could you pay Subin? Because it said Yoshev Rabbis Phil Subin. So if I was writing the Rashi, you write El Nezikin, the Chsiv, Yoshev, the Rabbis, I Phil Subin. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, I may see Eloy. What Shaykhis? So this is already the plain Shua, Rab Nachem, and Oist Tov Dalet has a big stick on this, Ayin Chum. Boy, Lahu, Hachi Kamar, Shalom, when I say Apashah, what do I mean? Does it mean that Shoyal is like Nezikin and Rav is Moidli? How do you look at a Shoyal? Someone will borrow something and damage it. Does he have to give back a new hammer, a new lawnmower? Or he give the broken pieces and then we mash them? That's the Shoyal, because there, maybe, like Taisa says, it's sad, the Yikoina Mashas, they take it from the Bailam, it's like by Gan of Gazlan. So maybe there, it has the same halacha as Gan of a Gazan, or it's like Nezikin. That's the Gemara Shaila. Toshima. So let's see what Rav, say Shmuel is saying, Av Meili, let's see what Rav holds, maybe we'll figure this out. Toshima, Du Gavra, the Shal Narga Machavre. Certain person, he borrowed a hammer from his friend. Tavra, broke. Also came to Rav, he came to Rav, Amalei, Zil Shlim Le Narga Ma'alyo. Go pay him a new hammer. And didn't say just mash them to pieces. Shema mino ain't shom, because we know Abba Moidli, so it sounds like ain't shom. Telling Shoyal the Gan of the Gazlan. They were no other Abba. When the Amalei Rav Kahana Rav Asi Rav Dina Hachi, Rav Kahana Rav Asi asked Rav, that the din? That you have to give an argumalia? Dina Hachi was shosking, it was quiet. Shema mino shomin. You see, Taka, that he was quiet, so he must agree to Rav Kahana Rav Asi. That it the halacha is shaman at the same halacha like nezikin. Itmar Amar Ulam Rav Laza. So we have here a member of Amar Ulam Rav Laza. Because of that, which came into our sugya, that we're going to bring a bunch of Ulam Rav Lazas that don't come into our sugya. We'll see in a second. Itmar Amar Ulam Rav Laza. Shaman leganev legazdan. He holds, they hold that ganev legazdan. Also, you can give back the broken pieces. Rav Papi Amar ain't shaman. You cannot. Allah is ain't shom leganav legazlan. Avla shoyel shomin, because Rav Kahana Rav Asi, we pass in taka like Rav Kahana Rav Asi, that by a shoyel shomin, and like Rav Kahana Rav Asi told Rav, Dina Hakim Vishosik, you see, the same thing like Nezikin. So bottom line is, ganav legazlan ain't shomin, you have to give back a brand new thing. When it comes to shoyel Nezikin, you can be mashlim, give the broken pieces, and complete the rest with payment.
Even though Rav Shosik.
No, Rav Shostak, that's the Raya. So he was masking. He was Shostak. He was masking to Rav Kanarasi that you shouldn't have to give back a whole new Narga, that you are a shaman. So that's it's like Shostak Rav. It's like Shostak Rav. Rav said you have to give a brand new hammer back.
Right.
They said, Dina Hachi? And it was quiet, which means he didn't have an answer. So, Dina Hachi means he's masking to Rav Kanarasi. That's what it means. Shostak Rav means he's masking. He didn't say yes. That's a din. No, he's masking to the kasha, and therefore it's really shaman. You give broken pieces also. But Amar Rav Elazar. Once you mentioned Ula Rav Elazar, we're going to mention more Ula Rav Elazar. Amar Rav Elazar. Shil Yashi Atzasa Mixasa B'Yom Rishonim Tzatz B'Yom Sheni. This is the word of Isha. The halacha is that if Isha has a baby, she's tamei. And then she has Yimei Tayar, which means like this. If she has a boy, in 7 days she is Tomei, no matter what, if she sees Dam, no Dam, if a baby, she gives birth to a baby, even a Nefel, the loch is, even a dead baby, the loch is that she had Tomei for 7 days by a Zohar, and 2 weeks by an Akeva. And after that, so by a Zohar, you have 33 days of Yimei Tayar, it means any Dam she sees then she's Tar, and by a Akeva, she has 66 days of Yimei Tayar. So it's like double. A Zohar is 7 and 33, and a Akeva is 14 and 66. So now if someone gives birth to a Nefel, you're not sure if it's a Zohar and a Akeva, you gotta go to Chumrah. So you gotta be Tamei for 14 days. And then you go to Kula, Yimei Tayar is only for 33 days from the 7 days. That's the Lachim, go to Chumrah both ways. So here, she gave birth to a shilya, which is the sack that usually the ubar is found in this sack. And the Gemara is in a mechadish now that if a shilya comes out we always assume there's no such thing as shilya out of vlad. Every shilya has a vlad in it, even if you can't see it anymore, because it turned into liquid and it turned into pieces of muscle. But either way, a shilya is only created with a vlad inside it. So therefore, a shilya always has a vlad. So here, the shilya shiyotzasa miksasa v'yem rishon, a part of it came out yem rishon. And halacha is also that in order for ish to become tamei, roiv the vlad has to come out. If the vlad is not in one piece, if it's one piece, the head alone is enough. But if it's in pieces, then roiv the vlad has to come out. So here, part of the shilya came out yem rishon, miksasa v'yem sheni, and the rest of it came out yem sheni. The halacha is moinim l'mana rishon. She's tamei ready the first day. Amalei Rava, Ma daitach, you're trying to be machmer her that the first day she's tummy ready. So what does it mean? That means the 14 days later, after 14 days, by the 15th day, she is tar. For example, if it's on a Tuesday, she has a shilya miksa. So we're saying she's tummy that day. So you're telling me in 2 weeks Tuesday, it's yemei tayar ready because that's sit already 14 days. So that's a chumrah l'osdei kula because maybe the first day roiv or vlad did not come out. And it really, the Reuven of Vlad came out the next day, on Wednesday. So really, the Meit Tara should start the Wednesday. So by being Machmer, it's also the Kula. Ma Daitach, L'chumra, 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 because he's saying, you can't think of Meit Tara from the Rishon. Elam Arava, L'chush Cheshesh, from the first day that comes out. Mimna L'memne, you don't start counting Meit Tara, El Hasheni, you don't count the 14 days until tomorrow, to Wednesday. You won't start your Meit Tara the days that she is tar, even she sees them only from the next day, which is 2 weeks from the next day, Wednesday. So now, if that's the case, Mike Maslon, what's the chiddush? Yol chumra, okay, givaldik. What's the chiddush? Mike Maslon, in mixas shilya blay vlad, is the chiddush is that in mixas shilya blay vlad, because you have to say that there's a yesoid a mix that there's no such thing as a mixas shilya without a vlad coming out. Why? Because if there's a tzad that when part of the sack came out, no vlad came out because the vlad was on the other side of the sack. So then it'll be a svek sveka lakula. Sofik, no vlad came out. So she's not tame. And even if vlad came out, maybe it wasn't roiv. So it's a svek sveka lakula. Elamai, when a shilya comes out, for sure vlad came out. Now it's only one sofik. If it's a roiv or not roiv, so then we can make her tame. So now that we're making her tame, it must be it's a chiddush teaching us that ain mixas shilya blay vlad. That even if part of a shilya comes out, there's definitely a vlad in it. So that's the chiddush. That's it. Amar is telling me a chiddush. It's a mishnah. Tanina, we learned in the mishnah in Masechtas Chulin, shilya sheyatzasa miksasa. This is actually talking about behema. Asura ba'achila simen vlad beisha simen vlad behema. So it says in the mishnah Masechtas Chulin, we know that if you shecht a behema and you find inside the behema ubar, it's called ben pekua. That behema is mutter to eat. Even without shechting it. That's not halacha. But if the Uber comes out before the Shechita and goes back in, then already the Shechita does not work. So it says, if part of the Shilya came out, you can't eat it anymore. Because you are Choshesh, maybe Rav of the Vlad came out. Rav of the Uber came out already. And it says, why? Why would Choshesh for that? Because Sim of Labisha, Sim of Labahema. So what's it saying? It's saying clearly, that Vadai mixes a Shilya, Vadai has a Vlad. Because now it comes one Sofik, did Rav come out or not? That's why it's also Achila. So this is Yisoid already, we see from a Mishnah, Mishnah Tzchulin, in Perak Behem HaMakasha. So what exactly is a Chiddush of Rava? So the Gemara, no, not a Raya. Im Mastisim, Hava Amina, I would think, the Yesh, mixes a Shilya, Vlay Vlad. Really? Let's just think it's mixes a Shilya, Vlay Vlad. Very possible. Why by the Behema do we ask her? Because like this, if you by mixed shilya came out, when you matter to eat it, people will say, you know why? Because shilya does not have a vlad in it. So therefore, even if the shilya, even if most of the shilya came out, I would say the same thing. So we're making a gzeira, miksasa, gzeira miksasa atakula. But by isha, there I would say that there it's still mutter, because there's no gzeira. Why is no gzeira there? No one's going to say that a shilya has no vlad. Because tomorrow, when it came out, we made her tummy for sure. So obviously, we know a shilya has a vlad. And we would say, we're not going to make a mistake, so you could be matter. If there's such thing as mixed shilya with vlad, you can matter today with svek sveka. And there's no reason to be geyser or to kula, because tomorrow you saw that when it came out kula, you asked it. But by Behemoth, we'd say you're always also not because Mixa Shilya believe loud. Because there, if you matter the case of Mixa Shilya, you'd be matter Mixa's Kula. If it comes out Kula. So therefore, we need Rava to Mechash to us that ain't Mixa Shilya believe loud. Even the first day it's also. Why? Because even a Mixa Shilya for sure is a loud, becomes one Safik, if it's right or not. Kavash Lon, that's Rava's Chiddush, that ain't Mixa Shilya believe loud. That means by Behemoth wouldn't be a Raya. Because maybe really Mixa Shilya, yes, believe loud. The only answering Otu Kula, because people are not going to chap that the reason why you be mad there is because there's no vlad in it. They think Bechlal Shilya is never vlad. And again, my Isha wouldn't have that gzera. Kamash on here that no, it's not because of the gzera over there. The reason is because there's a chazaka that even if part of the Shilya comes out, there's definitely a vlad in the Shilya. That's Kamash on the Chesh Rabbah.
If the Shilya
is vlad,
right. If Isha is not by the whole Shilya, she's male.
She's
young?
Yeah, of course. Mixa Shilya B'lev Lad. What do you mean? There's no tzad, there's no Shilya B'lev Lad. No tzad like that, really. Mixa Shilya B'lev. The whole sugi is if Mixa Shilya comes out, are you for sure of Lad's in it? A whole Shilya comes out, of course there's a Lad in it. That's not a Shilya. Shilya Mixa Shilya, that's a Metzias. Shilya has a Lad. That we know in Halacha. We don't need to know what the Mechash does. It's Mixa Shilya B'lev Lad. And you wouldn't see that from the Mishnah there because people will say that's the Pshat. So Kamash B'lev, and even Mixa Shilya definitely has a Lad.